Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Weapon Wizards, How Israel Became a High-Tech Military Superpower by Yaakov Katz, explores how a small country facing persistent security threats developed a global reputation for defense innovation. Drawing on publicly reported episodes from Israel's military history and defense industry evolution, Katz traces the people, institutions, and battlefield pressures that pushed rapid experimentation in weapons, intelligence, and operational concepts. The book focuses less on abstract strategy and more on the practical journey from urgent need to workable capability, how commanders define requirements, how engineers iterate under time pressure, and how political and budget realities shape what actually gets built. It also highlights the unique ecosystem linking the Israel Defense Forces, domestic defense firms, and a broader national culture of improvisation and problem solving. For readers interested in modern warfare, military technology, and innovation under constraint, the book offers a narrative of how tactical dilemmas and strategic isolation helped catalyze a high-impact defense tech engine. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, necessity as the engine of innovation. A central theme is how Israel's security environment created a constant demand for unconventional solutions. Surrounded by adversaries and operating with limited strategic depth, Israeli planners could not rely on slow procurement cycles or overwhelming mass. The book emphasizes how repeated conflicts, surprise attacks, and rapidly changing enemy tactics forced the military to treat innovation as an operational requirement rather than a luxury. This pressure shaped a mindset where identifying a battlefield gap quickly matters as much as perfecting a long-term system. In that context, improvisation becomes institutional. Units adapt equipment, repurpose commercial technologies, and push for rapid prototypes that can be fielded and revised. The narrative underscores how constraints can sharpen priorities by making trade-offs unavoidable, such as accepting a good enough solution now instead of an ideal one later. It also shows that necessity does not automatically produce progress. It requires leadership willing to accept calculated risk and organizations capable of learning from failure. By linking strategic vulnerability to a culture of experimentation, the book explains why Israel's defense innovation is not just about brilliant engineers, but about a persistent national demand for practical answers under intense time pressure. Secondly, from battlefield problem to prototype to doctrine, the book illustrates how military technology succeeds only when it is tied to real operational problems and then integrated into training and doctrine. Israel's approach is portrayed as iterative. Soldiers identify pain points, developers respond with prototypes, and feedback loops drive rapid refinement. This cycle includes not only engineering, but also tactics, logistics, and command structures that make a new capability usable at scale. The topic highlights the difference between inventing a device and creating an advantage. A sensor, drone, or precision munition changes outcomes only when units know how to employ it, commanders trust its outputs, and support systems keep it functioning in wartime. Katz's account suggests that Israel's edge often came from quickly aligning technology with doctrine, sometimes reinventing how units maneuver, how intelligence is fused, or how targets are prioritized. It also addresses the friction in this process, rival bureaucracies, competing visions of warfare, and the challenge of field testing while under threat. The broader takeaway is that defense innovation is a system of systems where procurement, training, and concept development must move together, or else even advanced tools become expensive distractions. Thirdly, the human network behind the hardware. Another important topic is the role of people and networks in turning ideas into deployable capabilities. The book points to charismatic commanders, technically skilled officers, and civilian engineers who acted as connectors between frontline needs and industrial capacity. Israel's defense ecosystem is often described as unusually tight-knit, with career paths that cross between the military, government labs, and private industry. That closeness can accelerate trust and decision-making, a phone call can replace months of formal paperwork, and shared service experience can create a common language between users and builders. At the same time, the book acknowledges that personality-driven innovation can be fragile, depending on a few determined champions to overcome institutional inertia. By focusing on the human element, Katz highlights how innovation is not only a matter of budgets and laboratories, but of mentorship, persuasion, and organizational politics. The story also touches on how elite units and intelligence organizations can become incubators of technical talent and problem-solving methods that later diffuse into the broader security and tech sectors. The resulting advantage is as much social as it is technological: fast coordination, candid feedback, and a bias toward action. Fourthly, strategic autonomy, arms embargoes, and domestic industry. The development of a domestic defense industry is framed as both a strategic choice and a historical necessity. The book discusses how dependence on foreign suppliers can become a vulnerability, especially when diplomatic shifts or embargoes restrict access to critical systems. In response, Israel invested in local design and production, building capabilities ranging from electronics and avionics to missiles and armored platforms. This drive for autonomy is portrayed as pragmatic rather than ideological. When the battlefield cannot wait, supply certainty matters. The book also explores the complex relationship with major allies and international partners. Foreign assistance, joint projects, and imported platforms can accelerate capability, but they can also constrain design freedom and timelines. Domestic industry, meanwhile, must navigate small internal markets, export politics, and the challenge of staying competitive globally. Katz's narrative conveys how Israel leveraged operational experience as a development advantage, using real-world feedback to improve products and market them abroad. This topic helps readers understand why Israeli defense firms became known for niche excellence, particularly in areas where quick adaptation and combat-proven performance can outweigh sheer industrial scale. Lastly, ethics, risk, and the future of high-tech warfare. Beyond the success stories, the book raises questions that accompany a high-technology military posture. Rapid innovation can create operational overconfidence, where decision-makers assume technology will compensate for strategic uncertainty. It can also intensify ethical and legal dilemmas, especially as surveillance, precision strike capabilities, and automated decision support expand. The narrative encourages readers to consider how democracies balance security needs with accountability, and how secrecy can complicate public oversight of procurement and operations. Another aspect is risk management. Pushing prototypes into the field can save lives, but it can also introduce failures under combat stress. The book points toward a future in which cyber operations, unmanned systems, and networked intelligence play a growing role, making integration and resilience as important as raw capability. Adversaries adapt as well, seeking countermeasures, dispersion, deception, and low-tech tactics that exploit the limits of sensors and algorithms. The broader lesson is that military innovation is not a finish line, it is a moving competition. Success depends on continuous learning, honest assessment of limitations, and a strategic framework that keeps technology aligned with achievable political and security objectives. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how military advantages are built in practice, defense and security professionals, policy students, technology leaders, and general readers interested in modern conflict. It benefits the reader's life by offering transferable lessons about innovation under pressure, building fast feedback loops, and aligning tools with real user needs rather than abstract wish lists. The stories and themes can inform how organizations outside defense handle uncertainty, manage risk, and create cultures where experimentation is paired with accountability. Compared to similar books that focus mainly on grand strategy or a single weapons platform, Katz offers a more ecosystem-level view of how ideas become capabilities through the interaction of soldiers, engineers, industry, and politics. That makes the book worth buying for its emphasis on process, how requirements are defined, how bureaucratic obstacles are overcome, and why doctrine and training matter as much as hardware. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why Israel's defense innovation is not magic, but a repeatable pattern shaped by constraints, urgency, and relentless adaptation. If you want both narrative momentum and practical insight into high-tech military power, this book delivers a strong value. If you would like to support Yaakov Katz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.